I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is preaching patience as the stock market plummets on news of his across-the-board tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With the global economy reeling from the tariffs, the president is insisting his trade policies will never change. He wrote online that this is a great time to get rich, telling Americans to hang tough. Meanwhile, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the tariffs were significantly larger than expected and are highly likely to cause more inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says he's extending a lifeline to keep TikTok operating in the U.S. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In a post to Truth Social, the president says he's signing an executive order to keep the popular social media site up and running to give his administration more time to broker a deal.
We're very close to a deal with a very good group of people.
With reporters on Air Force One Thursday, the president hinted that tariffs might be a useful tool to renegotiate terms with China.
China maybe will call and say, well, we're upset with the tariffs, and maybe they want to get something a little bit in order to get TikTok approved. Who knows?
Congress had mandated the platform be divested from China or be barred in the U.S. on national security grounds. ByteDance owns TikTok and its algorithms and insists the platform is not for sale. I'm Jennifer King.
Parts of the Midwest and South are facing the possibility of torrential rains and life-threatening flash floods. The fresh storms on Friday come as many communities are still reeling from severe tornadoes that destroyed whole neighborhoods and killed at least seven people. Kentucky's governor said floodwaters swept away and killed a boy Friday in his state. Forecasters warned of catastrophic weather on the way. On Wall Street, the Dow down by over 2,000 points. This is SRN News. Virtual Church has a big fan.
You might have appreciated streaming worship services during the pandemic, or even now, depending on your needs. But nobody likes Virtual Church more than a guy who's been stuck in outer space. Astronaut Butch Wilmore, whose planned one-week trip to the International Space Station last year stretched into 9 months due to technical problems, says watching services from his hometown Providence Baptist Church in Texas helped sustain his faith during that long ordeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ohio are working on a package of bills designed to roll back the LGBT agenda, with special attention being paid to the promotion of transgenderism in the public schools. Troy McIntosh, a spokesman for Ohio Center for Christian Virtues, says the legislation is being fueled by parents' anger over how social issues are being taught. Other states taking similar action include Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street's worst crisis since COVID slammed into a higher, scarier gear. The S&P 500 plummeted 6%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 5.5%, and the NASDAQ Composite dropped 5.8%. The losses came after China-backed President Trump's big raise in tariffs announced earlier this week. Not even a better-than-expected report on the U.S. job market was enough to stop worries about the escalating trade war and possibly causing a recession. The head of the Federal Reserve also warned about how tariffs can push up on inflation. The Dow was down 2,231 points to 38,314. The NASDAQ lost 962 to 15,587. The S&P 500 dropped 322 points to 5074. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.